You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
It's Coordinator Day in Berea. Coordinator Day. Dan Menigan's favorite day of the week. Coordinators are going to speak.
When they
say riveting things, we might play some of them for you. In the meantime, we're going to tackle the woes of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today.
Sir?
The woes of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Are you stunned we're even saying that at this time?
Last night was ugly. Last night, there have been a couple of games, probably the last three, that have, this is going to sound so bad, sound like a cry for help. And I feel like last night was the accumulation of those cries for help. I mean, when you give up that many points to the Hornets, then you almost lose to the Wizards, missing their top three players on top of that with the Wizards. The Hornets, the same deal. Didn't have LaMelo Ball, didn't have Colin Sexton. Then you go into Chicago and lose that game. Like,
Chicago,
this is a cry for help. Something is amiss with the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. And we got to troubleshoot this thing and come to some kind of a conclusion, because if you're going to play like this right now, what is that going to look like? Heck, are you even going to have a May to play into if you play like this?
May means you've advanced in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Cavs are sitting ninth in the Eastern Conference. They're 15-13. Ninth. Now, yesterday we talked about it a little bit as they're coming back, you know, coming back from their cup break. And I said there's nothing to really worry about. I still think that. However, just doesn't look as seamless as it looked last year. It doesn't look like it's clicking. There have been guys in and out of the lineup so much, I don't know that they've had a chance to really kind of get things going. But that's an excuse. Last year they played well when guys were out of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter who was out of the lineup. And right now, I mean, think about this. Detroit, New York, Toronto, Boston, Orlando, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Miami. All ahead of the Cavaliers. All ahead of the Cavaliers. That's, again, if you get to April and you're playing good ball, okay, fine. But you've got a lot of factors sitting here with this basketball team that don't add up very well. Number one, lots of guys have been in and out. Evan Mobley's out now. Darius Garland's missed serious time. DeAndre Hunter's not playing probably as well as you'd like him to. Kenny Atkinson made a move last night. He's going to be coming off the bench. Maybe that's his best role for this team.
When he first became a Cavalier, that's what he said. Is he goes, I like coming off the bench. I like being that instant offense. I like being that energy off the bench. It better suits my role.
Well, when he got here, he said that.
Right.
Most players will tell you they want to start. And yeah. My guess is he still wanted to start. But coming in after coming off the bench in Atlanta, okay, that worked.
But some guys are built that way. I mean, Manu Ginobili made a career out of it and made the Hall of Fame.
Right. So did Kevin McHale.
Right. Kevin McHale was the same way.
However, I don't think that's DeAndre Hunter. It was last year, but I don't know if that's him all the way around. I like Jalen Tyson. Glad he moved into the starting lineup. I just think you're limited, Dano, in what you're able to do because you're spending more money than any team in the league. And you're not going to be able to – there are all kinds of restrictions. Basically, it boils down to you have to trade a player for a player with a similar salary. Is that correct, the way they are in this second apron?
So with this second apron, you are not allowed to package players together.
And the Cavs are the only team in it in the NBA.
You can only make one-for-one trades. And with those one-for-one trades, you have to trade for someone who makes less money than the player you're trading out. So, like, we can't live in this world where it's, oh, yeah, it's a one-for-one trade. Donovan Mitchell for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Boom. Well, Giannis makes more money than Donovan Mitchell. So, therefore, that trade would not work.
So, the other team would have to really like who you're giving up.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you probably take less in value in return.
Probably so. Because I think the smart move of the team right now, if you're looking for external options, would be to make one of those trades where we all look at it and go, oh, you got nothing. Would be DeAndre Hunter for someone cheap or Darius Garland for someone cheap.
But what does that do for you other than bust up the mix?
Bust up the mix, but gives you the opportunity to add somebody else. It would be one of those, like, I'm doing this in the short term for the benefit of the long term type of situations. Yeah. But you tick off your fan base in the middle of that if you don't have that right around the corner.
We've heard a lot of rumbling, you know, that this guy should play, that guy should play, other guys should play, blah, blah, blah. Craig Porter Jr. has been very impactful.
He's looked good.
When he has played. That's good. Not so much last night, but he's only playing 18 minutes. I've heard people scream, you should be playing Craig Porter instead of Darius Garland. No, you probably shouldn't. You shouldn't. Darius is a much better NBA player. But again, it gets back to the mix and the fit. The problem with Craig Porter, if you're going to do that, Craig Porter is also a small guard. And I love the idea of Tyson maybe playing guard with Donovan maybe on the point. But I've made my thoughts on the mix and the fit on this team clear for a really long time. The minute they traded for Donovan, it was,
yeah,
you have the two small guards, and that's a really tough – it can be done. But that's a really tough way to win big. Really tough way to win big. They did last year in the regular season. But that's not enough for them. And I understand that. I just wonder, how long do you ride this? And I say this as in this group of guys. Especially considering, as you just laid out, if you want to do anything to change it, you got to do something huge. But you're limited in your ability to do something huge.
The other one that I know a lot of people would point to would be moving on from Jared Allen, which I know you don't like the idea of doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not head over heels about the idea, but you've kind of backed into a corner where you're going to need to do something drastic. And the thing I will say of Jared Allen, he was out there last night. The Bulls shot 78% from the paint. They went 29 of 37. Not exactly a team known for their ability to put up boatloads of points with the paint due to insane athleticism. This team has a defensive problem to go with their rebounding problem. And typically they would tell you defense is more hustle than anything else. That your way to kind of fix defense is...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's not exactly schematically. It's more like, okay, pick up the tempo, pick up the pace, pick up the level of care. And that's what needs to change first with this team if they want to turn it around. You watch that game yesterday, the defense was poor. And you let a team just completely get to the cup again and again and again. I
mean, they scored 127 points.
Yeah.
The Bulls did.
On the off end.
It's a lot of points.
So right there, you immediately want to look at your two big guys and Evan Mobley and Jared Allen and go, guys, what's going on here? Now, Evan Mobley did not play. Thomas Bryant was out there. But
and,
still.
And Evan Mobley, now keep in mind, you're talking about the paint. It's not up to just one guy to defend the paint.
Correct.
It's up to the guards to defend on the perimeter to keep other guards from getting in the paint. And that's a key part of this. And Evan Mobley was the defensive player of the year last year. So I'm not giving – I don't mean to give Jared Allen a pass on this. You know, could he play better? Sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Evan's the defensive player of the year. He's a key part of this. And a big part of paint points is guards not playing defense on the perimeter and guards getting into the paint.
Good point. That's a good point.
And that's been one of the issues with this team when they roll out Darius and Donovan.
It's that help defense and everybody has a little bit more that they got to help out with. They got to make those rotations. They got to do all those different things to cover for the fact that... And Donovan Mitchell was a good defender. Darius Garland is an average defender. You know, his height and... kind of build and that stuff make it a little bit tougher when he goes against bigger guys. But that's the first thing that has to get fixed for this team to start turning this around.
And I mean, think about last night. Kobe White took a while for his NBA career to kind of find itself, but he's done a nice job. He's 6'4". He's in the backcourt. Josh Giddey, running the point, he's 6'7". You got 6'4 and 6'7 in the backcourt. That's a tough matchup for the Cavs defensively. They're with the guys that they want to play, they're not built for that. And again, it's this mix of players. Is it the right mix? Folks, I'd love your thoughts. Do you think this is the right mix of guys? Last year, it certainly looked that way in the regular season. This year in the regular season, it doesn't look like it's the right mix because it's not playing very well right now. Doesn't mean it won't down the road. Doesn't mean they won't figure it out in March and April. But if they couldn't figure it out in last year's playoffs, and I know there were injuries and Darius had the toe injury and all that, but is this the right mix or should they try to do something drastic? I don't know that they should, Dan. And I don't know that they can. I think the last thing this team needs to trade away is size because I don't think it's a very big team.
You would have to get creative. And I know that's not what anybody wants to hear. And so by that, I mean, you would have to I wonder if you need to unload either DeAndre Hunter or Jared Allen or Darius Garland for a young player with some level of upside to a team that's not going anywhere. Or a veteran.
And the team thinks, for instance, if they got Darius Garland, okay, we have our guy to build around.
Oh, I just had a diabolical thought.
I know that's
somebody else's bit, and I apologize. I don't mean to steal that from the morning show. It just popped into my head. What if you call the Kings and went and got Russell Westbrook for a 1-year deal?
You could bring in
somebody who would help you immediately.
And trade what for him?
Darius Garland. And what that would do is that would get you under that second apron, and you would bring in somebody who would help you on a 1-year deal. So then that way you could turn around and maybe make another deal to help this roster a little bit more.
In other words, by getting rid of one guy and getting under the apron, it allows you to make more moves.
Yes. And I have that just popped into my head because I know the Kings are in a position where they want to make moves and sell a couple guys off. Maybe it's a two-part trade where you get under initially and then the second trade has, I don't know, Domantas Sabonis in it because I know they want to have that conversation as well. Now, I don't know how you would make that happen. Again, I'm doing this on the fly because it just popped into my head. But that's the kind of move that you would have to do if you're looking at the landscape of the league and thinking, all right, I need to get more talent on this roster that is of varying sizes instead of having the two small guard backcourt. Or you could say maybe DeAndre Hunter for a similar idea, but I know you don't want to move on from DeAndre Hunter and you don't want to move on from Jared Allen.
Last year, 15 straight wins to start the season. Cavaliers were the talk of the NBA. Kenny Atkinson, the most brilliant coach ever to coach on the NBA sidelines. By the way, I like Kenny, and I thought he did a great job. And I think he's a really good coach. And he's a really good coach now, even though the team is struggling. So it's not coaching. But I wonder, there are a lot of things here. And they're not playing well now. Okay, you have injuries. Is that an excuse or is that a fact? Is that what this is all about? Are they a team that decided, you know, everything we did early last year, that we just kicked everybody's, you know what? And then we got to the playoffs and we weren't there and we didn't have it. So this year we're just going to like go, somebody's going to sit tonight. Somebody's injured. Yeah, you're out a couple of weeks. Just sit down. Don't worry about it. And we're going to really get this thing going after the All-Star break. And is that okay? And is that a way to do it? Because last year, kicking everybody's, you know what, Dan, early on didn't do you anything because you got knocked out in the second round again. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different thoughts that can go into what's going on with the Cavaliers right now. And I don't know which one is right.
Donovan Mitchell looks like a guy right now who is like, I am giving you everything I have in the tank, and we are still somehow coming up short. And that's the kind of stuff that I look at and circle, because we all know wear and tear typically leads to injuries. And we ran into a playoff situation last year where he was dealing with a lower leg injury during the playoffs. And so I don't love the idea of having to ride Donovan Mitchell to get you into the playoffs and then go from there. It should be a team aspect to win you these games, and it hasn't been. And especially in these fourth quarters, it's really just turning into, okay, give the ball to Donovan Mitchell.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say,
get the hell out of the way.
You're riding Donovan Mitchell to get regular season wins.
Yeah. You can't live that life. That's not a life that says playoff success.
I agree with you completely. Charlie's in Avon Lake. Charlie, welcome. 216-474-0092.
All right, Charlie. Called.
Good morning, fellas. Well, so my name is Dr. Charlie. That's what I go by. And I prescribed a lot of prescriptions to fix this problem that they got. You see, what they have right now, which a lot of people are starting to get, especially the people from Cleveland, it's called Cleveland Brown Syndrome, okay? And the prescription I can actually get to you guys, you can go get well, is just leave the whole town. You got to get up out of Cleveland.
All right, Charlie, thanks. We're not playing along, Charlie.
Yeah, that one baffled me.
Yeah, we're not playing along. But we will entertain the mayor. Ken's in Brooklyn. Hi, Ken.
Mr. Mayor?
Good morning. I have a lot to get to, Jeff, okay? And Dan,
State of the Union.
Let me have the floor, okay?
Welcome to the Ken Show.
First of all, thank you. First of all, okay, I'll accept injuries, all right? I'll accept injuries, but I'm not going to accept no heart, all right? Get your butt out there and play, and when the ball goes up, That's like Clockian time, okay? Like you, me and you and everybody else in America has to be at work at a certain time. And it's time to get going when that ball goes in the air. And they're not doing that. So here's the deal. They're jacking up threes. They're not even shooting threes. They're jacking them up. They're not following through on their shots. All right? They're short-arming the ball. And then what happens is the teams now, they're not even shooting. They're shooting like 30-some percent from three. And what's happening is teams know this, and they're sending guys on runouts. Every team is doing this, and they know that because the Cavs aren't shooting threes well, and they got layups. They're basically basket hanging, okay? And, you know, this is something that I said last year. You guys know who I wanted the Cavs to pick. I wanted them to find a way to go get the kid from Creighton. Now, he ain't lighting the world on fire. He's not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay, or Shaq, but this kid's playing. And what they did is, instead of going out there and getting a big, as Coach Luke would say, got to have the bigs, they got another small guard. I don't care how he's playing. They needed a big, and Jeff, you brought it up. This team is not big right now, and they're not using DeAndre Hunter right. They're just not doing things the way they're supposed to.
Ken,
and the other thing
this
I want to remind everybody about, the Cavs have a swap deal for the Jazz's pick this year.
Right.
Okay? These people...
It's year number two of the Donovan Mitchell payout.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. Here's the thing, guys. We have a team that thinks they can just roll the ball out, and right now they still have a target on their back because of how they played last year, and they don't get it. Please, even Garrity after a halftime the other day said, we're shooting too many threes. What do they do? They're right back shooting threes.
Ken, how about this?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And Ken, thank you, bud. Right now, the Cavaliers are second in the NBA in three-point attempts. So they were first in three-point attempts per game.
Oh, that's...
They're 0.1 behind the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, per game. Okay.
Per game. All right. Warriors are putting up 44 threes per game. Cavs are right there, 43.9.
I was going to say, they're first in overall attempts.
And in percentage, this just baffles me. They're 30th.
Not good, Bob.
They're 30th in percentage. So in other words, we're not doing something well, so let's do more of it. That's mind-boggling to me. And that does come down to coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now, the Cavaliers are making 33.8% of their threes, 30th in the NBA. The only team shooting worse behind the line, Portland and Indiana. And yet the Cavs are putting up the second most threes per game. That's one of those things that you look at it, a junior high coach could say, we're not a good three-point shooting team, so let's not shoot a lot of threes. And what can set up three-point shooting? Getting the ball inside a little bit and getting a little more space out there for your shooters. So something clearly needs to be tweaked there.
Get to the basket. I mean,
it's simple.
That's how you start finding these ways, because you get to the basket, then you get to the line, then you start seeing the ball go in, and then you can start seeing the three-pointers start to go in, because you need this, just get that flow going, and it can't just be, okay, Donovan Mitchell, walk into another 25-footer. Save us, Donovan Mitchell. You're my only hope. Like, that's truly what the fourth quarter offense has turned into. It's, okay, start hitting, you know, step back three, start hitting where you walk up the floor and then hit the three from 28 feet. Just, that's not going to cut it. You have to find offense in other places.
Thomas is in Shaker. Hello, Thomas.
How are you, Thomas?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Dan.
Dan, you're good, buddy. I understand.
Dan, I'm sorry, Minigan.
No, life is good. It's fine.
You're funny, dude. You crack me up all the time. Nice. Jeff, you know, watching Donovan, it reminds me of the days when you used to cover the Cavs back in like the early 2000s, when you have LeBron James kind of like just taking over the game and winning games for us single-handedly, but he looked gassed at the end of the game. That's why I feel like watching Donovan Mitchell. I'm just screaming at television, man, get this man some help.
So in other words, LeBron's first 7 years here, Thomas.
Yep.
The first go-around,
And don't get me wrong, I do understand the Cavs situation with the second apron and everything, but I honestly, Jeff, and I hate saying this, I really like Garland, but I desperately just think to myself, man, I really want to trade this kid. Like, and like, it's nothing against him, but, you know, he's limping out there, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, we're trying to win a championship this year. This is a golden opportunity for us to win a championship, and we're worried about Darius Garland's health, and I'm like, I just can't wait for this kid to be right for Donovan Mitchell. I want to give Donovan Mitchell some help. I desperately want to trade Darius Garland. I like Jalen Tyson, by the way. That's my other point. Thank you.
I do too. Thomas, thank you very much. See, and Dano, I have defended Darius.
So have I.
Since he got to the league. His rookie year wasn't good. Everybody's screaming, Cavs wasted a pick. And I said, nope, you got to give him time. It's not that he can't play. He's a really good player. I mean, he's a really good NBA player. It gets back to, and it's not even a condemnation of anything that's going on here. It's this. The NBA is the league to trade superstars like they swap out shoes. It happens all the time. And if it doesn't work, teams change. I'm wondering, this is year number four of Donovan Mitchell here. How much more of a sample size do you need to think that maybe something needs to be done here? To not just a little tweak. I'll call DeAndre Hunter coming in last year a tweak. You going to roll with this for another year here? Because you're not going to roll with it for a fifth year. If the Cavs don't get out of the second round of the playoffs, they're not going to roll with it for a fifth year. Do you do it now? Do you do it at the trade deadline? Do you do something?
The problem is, if you look around the league, there are almost more point guards than there are teams.
That might be true.
Which is part of your problem. Is if you start looking around all over the place, and especially guys who are 6 foot, 6'1", somewhere in between there, the game of musical chairs is coming to a close, and there are really no chairs open. There are not many teams that you can point to right now and say, that team needs a point guard. The San Antonio Spurs were probably the last one we all had circle, and they went and made the move for De'Aaron Fox. And so that shut the door and, on them needing another point
and
guard.
And they developed Stephon Castle
who's
been
awesome.
Outstanding.
Yeah,
who's second-year guy.
But that's the issue you're in the middle of with Darius Garland right now, is that you're paying him, which you should have, because he is a really good player and he makes your team better.
Well, and guys like Darius get paid in the NBA.
Right.
Guys of his caliber get paid.
He's really good. But now you're looking around going, okay, we might need to trade this guy. Well, Atlanta's looking at you going as well, going, well, we might need to trade Trae Young. And you've got the Hornets looking around going, well, we might want to move on from LaMelo Ball. I mean, the point guard market might be the only market that's truly saturated right now. And I don't know where the value is to get rid of Darius Garland for something that would be better for Darius Garland. Oh, and you can't make that move unless you bring in somebody who makes less money than Darius Garland does.
Which if you put all that together, Dan, is this. Do they think they need to just bust it up and take a different approach?
But you're
because the only way... The only way you trade Darius is if you think you need to bust it up, because if you can't bring back a guy making the same kind of money, you might not be getting the same kind of player.
Exactly.
Which means you're just giving it a completely different look, where maybe you start Lonzo Ball, even though you don't want to play him too many minutes because his knees are, you know, somebody else's.
Held together with duct tape, chewing gum, and twine.
And somebody else's ligaments.
Yeah.
And Porter gives you the exact same deal. Okay. Scrappy as you know what, but he's a 6'1 guard. And
yeah.
He's probably best suited coming off the bench for energy.
Yeah, makes sense. Could you
play Jalen Tyson at point guard? Could you move Donovan and put the ball in his hands?
I love that idea.
Exactly. That's what they're dealing with right now. And because they're 15-13 and have lost, is it 7 of their last 10 games? Everybody's thinking it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Maybe it will, but I think it screams for patience and maybe a bold move. NBA is doing some things all the way around, Dana, this year that I think are a little different, and I'm not sure if they're good for the league at this point. Ultimately, bottom line, they're absolutely good for the league. They've made it a little more difficult to find their product.
Yes.
And that means they've been going behind pay windows when it comes to television. And they're on Prime now, and they're
on Peacock.
They're not on TNT. Yeah, they're behind some pay windows at times here.
Though the Amazon broadcast was really good, and same with the NBC broadcast has been excellent as well. They've definitely done a nice job with
NBC.
Those.
NBC is they did great basketball back in the day.
Oh, of course,
Marv and our buddy Mike Fratello.
Exactly.
They always did a really nice job, and Mike Tirico does a terrific job on NBA basketball. But they've done that, okay? So ultimately, you're going to see leagues doing this. And on one hand, you think, hey, great, good for them. You know, more television, blah, blah, blah. But if you have to pay for television, are more people going to be watching? Are they not? You know, does it go the way of boxing when boxing went behind pay windows like crazy instead of putting things on the networks back in the day? That's a discussion that's way down the road because it hasn't had that much of an impact yet. And the NBA is hot. The NBA is marketing to me. Is marketing itself as, hey, this is really cool and you need to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're really cool. Rather than, boy, we play a great game. It's a different type of approach. I get it. I don't agree with it. But because I don't care about the cool and I don't care about, you know, the image and everything else. I care about the basketball.
Right. You're here for the quality of the game.
Right.
One of the smartest things the NBA did in that new deal, though, was getting itself on NBC. And putting itself on over-the-air television.
A lot of over-the-air television.
That's one of the smartest things that they possibly did throughout all of it.
Weekday NBA games in primetime.
Exactly.
On the network.
Exactly.
That's free. That's really good.
That helps your numbers more than anything else.
A lot of folks, though, have TNT on their cable or easy access to TNT. More easy access than they had perhaps to Peacock or Amazon Prime.
That's very true. That is very, very true. But, boy, having that over-the-air thing is massive with the amount of people who are all cutting the cord left and right and going to, I'm going to get the antenna, and then I'll get subscription service X, Y, and Z. You know, and that'll save me the money that I would typically pay for cable. I mean, that's the smartest thing that came out. It's a smart thing that baseball did, too, was getting Sunday Night Baseball onto over-the-air television on NBC. Like, it's really smart how all of these teams are starting more and more to do that. And the revenue numbers are going to show it. Basketball viewership, last I saw, was up this season of people actually tuning in to watch games. And we'll see where it goes from there.
That's what Adam says. So good for Adam.
Yeah.
He also has a decision coming up in 2026, his timeline. He has said, we are going to make a decision on expansion in 2026. And I think it's really interesting. And he's kind of, the fact that he actually said, we're going to make a decision in 2026, puts a little bit of a solid footing to something that's been talked about for a long time. The league has 30 teams right now. Think about it. The NFL has 32 teams. Major League Baseball has 30, the NHL has 30, and NBA has 30. So they're going to expand. And, you know, they're all giddy about the way the Cup went and everything else, and things are flowing in the right way, and they got the new TV deals and all that. They have two cities that have been screaming for the NBA for some time, and it seems like a foregone conclusion that those two teams are going to get the expansion teams, or those two cities. Las Vegas, Seattle.
Makes sense.
Well, it does make sense.
Supersonic should have never left to begin with. But that's another argument for another day.
But, you know, the Browns should have never left Cleveland.
Agreed.
It's the same type of deal.
Yes.
You know, they needed it. Real similar deal, actually, because Seattle wanted a new arena, thought they needed a new arena. Folks up there didn't want to give them a new arena. They didn't get a new arena. So the folks who bought them, who were from Oklahoma City, left.
Yep.
Which kind of, as soon as they bought him, you saw that coming.
You knew what was happening.
Yeah. The only thing that's, you know, the Brown situation, our guy was living in Cleveland and he wasn't Baltimore. Baltimore just had the golden parachute. Then you have Las Vegas, which has become, and they describe it as the 31st NBA franchise already because of NBA Summer League.
Mm-hmm.
You just had the Cup out there, the NBA Cup games and everything else. And the only thing I wonder about Las Vegas, and I don't think it's a major concern, it's not that big of a market.
It's growing, though. It's one of the most growing cities in the United States is Las Vegas.
Great. It's still a really small market. I don't think that matters in this case because it's a destination city, and though it might not have the hometown following that other franchises will have, it will become part of the fabric of Vegas, and it'll be a show. You know, like the hockey team in Las Vegas has become a big deal. You know, that's worked. But they're going – and the Raiders, that works. It's the NFL. People come in for NFL games, blah, 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 blah. It's the Raiders, and there are only 10 home games. I wonder what's going to happen when the Athletics start playing in Vegas. Will they draw – because, you know, that's the tough one to me. And then will the NBA draw? Yeah, you know why the NBA will draw? Because it's an event, and there will be enough people coming into town for 41 games a year. I think it'll work.
I think it'll work in Vegas as well for everything you're laying out, and I think the fact that Las Vegas is also growing, which is another part of it too, because you're going to need
it's growing, that, but still.
Right, but you're going to need that ingrained home fan base that's there. Like the Las Vegas Knights were really smart because they came in and they did a whole bunch to make sure that that team was going to win the minute that they hit the door. So then that way that team came in and they won, which built that fan base up of people who are there right now. And so that way it's not just completely the Orlando Magic where we're have a little bit of a fan base, but more than anything else, it's everybody coming in from out of town to go see Disney World. Because that's what you want to avoid. You want to avoid putting like a team in Orlando where there's not a big fan base. It's just, oh, yeah, we'll market off of the tourism. Well, that's how those teams always end up falling apart. So that's the thing they got to figure out in Vegas is how do we get enough people who are living there right now to become a fan of this so that way it can help to supplement the tourism crowd.
Right now, and the way I've always liked looking at market sizes based on television markets.
Yeah.
Because that includes, you know, surrounding areas.
Put suburbs in there too, yeah.
For instance, Cleveland is the 19th biggest market in the 2024-25 market size rankings from Nielsen. So Cleveland is 19th. Sacramento is 20th. Charlotte, growing city, is 21.
That's another one blowing up.
Las Vegas right now is 40. Jacksonville is 41. Well, Jacksonville has one franchise.
Yep.
Vegas will have four if they get an NBA expansion team.
You're right.
And see, that's the only catch there. And then the markets right around Vegas, just behind them, Jacksonville, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Grand Rapids, Norfolk, Portsmouth, and Newport News, Virginia, Birmingham, Greensboro, and then Oklahoma City at 47. And Oklahoma City has how many franchises? One. And so that's the only catch. However, it's Vegas. Want another example? New Orleans, 50th. Mm-hmm. New Orleans isn't the biggest market anymore. Memphis, 51, according to the television. And so you have your franchise,
yeah.
But Vegas is going to have to pull it off with four franchises. And not a whole lot of cities have four franchises that are, anywhere near them in market size.
Do you believe the league is at a level of depth to be able to handle?
Here's another story completely.
Yeah, to be able to bring in two more teams. Because I do. I think there is enough talent in the NBA right now that you could put two more teams in there and it would not be a bad thing. In fact, I think it might help.
The only way, yes. However, it will continue the trend of style of play in the NBA that goes away from the big man. The big man in the NBA is no longer the 7-footer, the 7-foot-2 guy who you can pound it to the post in, and he's going to be unstoppable.
Patrick Ewing is no longer there.
There are very few of those types of guys.
Hakeem Olajuwon is not there anymore.
Instead, now your centers are 6'8", 6'9", athletic guys who get up and down the floor and can shoot threes, in many cases. And if as long as you don't mind that style of play, you're fine.
But it does open up more possibility for those kind of teams and more, those kind of players to come back in and possibly be something, because some coach is going to look at it and say, hey, we've got this guy who has the skill set, and the league is at a point where we have an opening we could play this way. I mean, I don't think Denver walked in with Nikola Jokic and thought to themselves, oh, well, we've got this 7-foot guy. We can build an offense around. They just stumbled into that because they saw him in practice and they saw him in games and went, oh, damn, this guy's on another level.
Yeah.
There has to be more guys out there who are like that, who, if given the opportunity, now I'm not at that level of Nikola Jokic, but if given the opportunity, can click.
We'll see what they do, but it sure seems like 2026, Las Vegas, Seattle are going to get NBA expansion teams. So that'll be fun.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.